All right, let's get to it. I know you're burnt out on COVID. I know you're disgusted. I know you're annoyed. I know you've tuned out. But we got to go there. It's a moving target. It's a changing target. What I don't respect is that folks don't understand that. There are new advances in medicines every day. There are new changes in medications every day. There are new changes in viruses every day. Happens with the flu shot every year. No one says a damn word. But now, because there's a new strain, and now because of the efficacy of some of the vaccines being questioned, everybody says, see, it doesn't work. Uh-uh. When that happens, and you ignore it, and you don't get vaccinated, people die. Got to talk about a couple issues with the best there is on the planet. Dr. Don Yearly with UPMC, their chief medical officer. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good today. Thanks for having me, Marty.
All right. So one of the things I love about you is you're a very straight shooter and you tell folks these things in common speak, sir. Tell us what you can about Omicron, sir, this new variant.
So first and foremost, as you already said, the virus has changed throughout the past 2 years. It will continue to change. Most of the changes will not be of any particular importance to us. We won't even notice them. It doesn't make it necessarily more harmful. But some of the changes, which happen haphazardly, make it either more infectious or more deadly. Omicron, we just heard about literally inside of 2 weeks. And I have to tip my hat to our partners in South Africa who actually detected and shared the information. We don't know a lot about it except that it's different. It has many more changes than, for example, Delta did compared to the previous variant. And it looks like it may be easier to pass around than the original strains. Whether or not it's going to be easier to pass around and replace Delta variant, which is what's happening in 99.9% of infections in the U.S. right now, I don't know yet. We'll know soon enough. It clearly will spread. There's no doubt about that.
Tell folks in common speak, because it freaks them out. What the hell is going on here? What happens with the virus? What do you mean a variant? How does that happen? Please tell them, sir.
So a virus can only live by copying itself while it's inside your cells. And that's different than a bacteria that many people are familiar with. It has to get inside your cells, use your machinery to make copies of itself. And it does that millions and billions of times. And it makes mistakes in those copies. Most times, the mistakes make the virus either die inside of your body or not be spread easily. But occasionally, by haphazard or luck, there are individual or collective changes in that copying that make the virus either easier to pass around or stronger. That's what's happened. This is why we wanted so many people as possible to be vaccinated, is we didn't want the virus to have a home to multiply and to make those unintended but harmful mistakes again. That's why vaccination was important and still is incredibly important.
Man, Doc, I tell you, this is the nightmare that just keeps, it's a repetitive nightmare, and it keeps evolving. And I think it's safe to say, we have to enable ourselves to kind of wrap our arms around this. COVID is here to stay, is it not, sir? In one variant or another, is it not?
As you said, we may be tired of COVID, but COVID is not tired of us now. So we have to stay on the simple activities. And those simple activities are really three different things. Number one, wear your mask whenever you can. I was at many events over the weekend. I was almost always the only person wearing a mask. That helps decrease.
Hold on, let me jump in here because you're spot on. People don't give a damn anymore. It's kind of irritating. They're past it. You're noticing this. It's got to be frustrating to you, sir.
Absolutely. It's one of the simplest things that will not only protect you and people around you, but allow you to continue having the kind of lives that we all want. None of us want more broad lockdowns and other restrictions like that. Masking and distance really matters. Number two, get your vaccine. If you haven't been vaccinated, it still is the strongest way to protect yourself before you come in contact with the virus. It diminishes, although it doesn't eliminate, the risk that you could either pick up the virus or transmit it, and it provides really good protection from bad illness. I don't want you in the emergency department in front of me struggling to breathe. Everybody I see unvaccinated who has COVID-19 and struggling to breathe regrets the decision. It's actually too late at that point. And number three is if you feel sick, don't go out and get tested quickly. We can start to treat you. Those three things, take the protective actions with your mask and a little bit of distance, get vaccinated, and when you're sick, don't go out and get a test as quickly as possible so that we can begin the treatment. Those are true. They were true a year ago. They're true now. They will be true 3 and 6 months from now.
The folks who are dug in don't give a damn what we're saying. They don't even listen, man. It's actually unfortunate. Dr. Don Ewley with UPMC. So I was dead wrong. I was saying, because I read that the breakthrough cases are 1-3%. Then over the weekend, I read 38% of the Allegheny County cases are breakthrough and about 25% of cases across the country. Doctor, what the hell's going on, man?
Remember, the vaccine does not provide a shield that you either never come in contact with the virus or the virus doesn't begin to, as we talked about, multiply itself in the back of your nose and throat. I am less interested in breakthrough cases. In other words, people who tested positive. What I'm most interested in is how many people got really sick after vaccination and got it from COVID-19. And that number still is very, very small. It's almost invariably people who are very mature or have other serious problems. The vaccine does its job. It helps keep you from getting very, very sick. It was never meant to be a force field that would prevent you from coming either contact or having a little bit of the virus in you. It just arms you with a great defense so it doesn't run amok.
Tell you what it does. It gives all the anti-vaxxers ammunition with the false narrative to say, see, this is a load of crap. This doesn't work. It's actually disconcerting because, doctor, the folks that are dug in, man, they're dug in, are they not?
Well, I think people who have resisted vaccination are a mixed group, and for very many reasons. We've chosen an approach of trying to have as many of those conversations to try and find out what the fears are. Are they wrong science? Are they perceived religious beliefs that we can talk through? What are they exactly? The bottom line, though, is when you choose to not be vaccinated, you're making a choice, and you really are playing roulette with your life and with other people's lives. And when you play roulette, occasionally there's a live round in the chamber. I don't want anyone to have terrible breathing problems or die because of the lack of a free vaccine that is very, very safe. It is not going to cause harm.
Dr. Don Ewley, you're the best. I can't thank you enough for the truth. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man.